I guess.
Go ahead, Aaron. How comfortable do you feel now with your knowledge of this playbook? Is there any carryover from some of the things that you did with Kansas City?
At the end of the day, it's football, but there are some details and some little things that I'm learning as I go on. I'm taking it day by day. Every day I'm learning something new, and, you know, my teammates are carrying me along.
What kind of roommate was Whitney Merciless?
Whitney was a great roommate, and he's a great teammate. Who's the neat one? And that was a while ago. I'll probably say I was the neat one, though.
Jeff, one of the reasons you're here is the Texans wanted to get meaner and more physical up front. What did you show them in those games last year? And what style do you bring to them to help them attain that goal up front?
I think I'm relentless. I really don't know what I showed them. I mean, you're going to have to ask Coach O'Brien and you know, the scouting department about that. But I go out there every day, you know, every practice, every game, and I give my all. And you know, I try to do that and show my teammates that.
Following up what John said, in that playoff game last year with the Texans, there was a lot of scuffles on that field. Some players said there was some nastiness to that Kansas City offensive line. Do you think that's some of what Bill O'Brien saw in you, that nastiness that they require out of offensive linemen?
You're going to have to ask Coach about that. You know, that was last year. I'm a Texan now, so I don't want to talk about the Chiefs.
So did you and Whitney choose each other as roommates, or were you paired together?
We chose each other. Me and Whitney came in together back in 2008 at Illinois. You know, we kind of hit it off, became friends, and we're still friends.
What do you remember about the early days? I know it was a while ago, but what do you remember about the early days of meeting him and what he was like?
I just remember how hard he worked, and you know, you kind of want to be around people like that because it rubs off on you. And we learned a lot from each other, but I would say he's one of the hardest working guys I've seen, so I like that about him.
Jeff, speaking personally to your toughness, not what Bill or the scouting department think, but how much do you feel like your roots in Chicago have a lot to do with that?
My roots in Chicago? You know, growing up, you know, it was kind of tough. So when it comes to football, you know, it's a game. You know, I go out there, I have fun. And anytime there's a situation that has to do with adversity, it doesn't bother me.